Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Dean. Pitching for the New York Giants, Paul Dean. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a pop-up into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock takes first base on ball four. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Whitehead reaches second base with a double. Gerges scores. It's 1-0, Giants. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maddock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0 for 1 in the game. Witek hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 0 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore is hit by the pitch. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cavaretta trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whittek takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean strikes out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Charlie Root. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger now pitching. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to third. O'Day moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.